I'm Edward O'Brien. A Helena immigration attorney estimates there are at least 20,000 immigrants in Montana. Some are here legally, others not. Shahed Hawk Housewrath says some are working in eastern Montana's oil patch. Seasonal workers are a staple of the Flathead cherry harvest. Immigrants perform year-round agricultural labor in Dillon. Others work construction jobs in Billings and the Gallatin Valley. I spoke with Hawk Housewrath about President Obama's recent executive action on immigration. He says it came as a welcome development to his clients.
The executive action primarily affects parents of U.S. citizens who are themselves undocumented. The simple fact is that every parent's worst nightmare is to be separated from their children and not to be able to watch them grow up, and the fear of having to return to countries like Guatemala or Mexico, which is seeing a rise in crime. And so I'm hearing just tears of joy from parents who are excited they will soon have a path to get a work authorization card and be free from the fear of deportation.
Do you have any specific stories you could share?
Sure. One client came here into the United States when she was only 2 years old. Her father was actually a beneficiary of President Reagan's amnesty way back in the 1980s. But for whatever reason, he was able to get amnesty through Reagan's program, but he didn't really sign his daughter up for it. I guess he just didn't really know that she wouldn't be automatically included when he was. And so she missed out on that amnesty and has been pretty much without status and undocumented ever since then. She has three kids who are U.S. citizens, and she's lived her entire life fear of deportation. But now she can come forward, get a work authorization card, and feel safe that she won't be deported. That's pretty significant. There are many other clients in the same situation with U.S. citizen children. Some of them themselves were able to get work authorization through President Obama's last executive action, which was targeted at kids who came in when they were under 16. So I've had plenty of parents who had kids who were now able to have status, but they had multiple children. So some of them entered illegally, but then they had more children who were U.S. citizens. For those types of mixed status families, now the parents can finally breathe a sigh of relief and remain here. So making a difference for a lot of families here in Montana.
And to those who would say, you know, these people are here and they're taking jobs from Americans, you say what?
If you look at the way this works, oftentimes these immigrants are actually creating jobs. There are business owners here who are actually employing Montanans. But even besides that, the income that they earn and generate, they spend in their communities. They're part of our communities just like the rest of us. And so they contribute to our economy here. They're not leeching or taking away. They're paying their fair share of taxes. And now that they're able to come out of the shadows, they'll be able to pay taxes even more easily.
Mr. Obama is coming under some blistering criticism for how he's doing this executive action. It's being described as a power grab, as unconstitutional. What do you think?
Well, you know, it's certainly one of the largest executive actions a president has done on the issue of immigration. But that being said, the precedent is there for presidents to be able to decide how to enforce the laws and what discretion to utilize when doing that. And so it's pretty firmly established that this is a legal course of action, and the legality of it is not going to really be the issue. I think what is going to be the issue here is how we go from here and whether an immigration reform bill may actually be passed that would whittle back some of these benefits or change them in some way. And politically, it may be unpopular and affect some of the president's choices later on. But the legality is pretty clear, in my view.
I spoke with Shahed Hawk Housewrath, who owns the border crossing law firm in Helena and is president of the Montana Immigrant Justice Alliance. I'm Edward O'Brien.